From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There was sharp debate on Sunday television talk shows over a possible escalation of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. But President Obama's national security adviser, James Jones, says such a debate is not yet underway in a series of Afghan strategy meetings being held at the White House. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Jones told CBS's Face the Nation that General Stanley McChrystal's desire for more troops in Afghanistan is not yet under consideration.
The president is just now receiving the ask is in terms of troops, but that has not been discussed yet.
On the same program, Senate Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin rejected a surge in U.S. troops.
I would not commit to more combat troops at this time. There's a lot of other things that need to be done to show resolve. What we need a surge of is Afghan troops.
But House Armed Services Chairman Ike Skelton sided with General McChrystal.
Give the general what he needs. You see, you have to have security in Afghanistan. You have to have governance in Afghanistan. And if you don't have both of them, your whole strategy falls apart.
David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency will inspect Iran's new uranium enrichment site later this month. The BBC's John Lyne reports on why Iran has agreed to the inspection.
Iran is giving something, but the West is really trying to make sure Iran is not just playing for time. Because Iran hasn't really given an awful lot yet. And it's interesting how all these announcements are always made by the Western figures, this time Mohammed Al-Baradei, last time Javier Solana, the EU envoy. No Iranian figure has come out and confirmed any of these agreements or arrangements. So, of course, it's always open to them at any time in the future saying, oh, no, there's been a misunderstanding. We never agreed to that whatsoever. So I think that the key concern from those in the West, the United States, Britain and France in particular, would be to keep up the pressure on Iran that they deliver on these promises.
The BBC's John Lyne reporting from London. In Southern California, firefighters are hopeful they can keep a wildfire away from a resort community in the San Gabriel Mountains. Robin Prince is a spokeswoman for the San Bernardino National Forest.
Firefighters are cautiously optimistic that they'll be able to keep the fire from entering the Wrightwood area.
Wrightwood is under a mandatory evacuation and three remote homes have been destroyed. The fire is growing. Authorities now say it has burned through 7,500 acres and that crews are waging an aggressive battle to contain it. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency for San Bernardino County. The seventh tropical storm of the season has formed in the Atlantic. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Grace is far out in the northeastern Atlantic Ocean, about 420 miles from the Azores. It has winds of 65 miles per hour, but is expected to weaken and not threaten land. This is NPR News. A Roman Catholic cardinal made a plea for the rights of the unborn during the so-called Red Mass Sunday in Washington. The Red Mass is traditionally held each year on the day before the start of the new Supreme Court term. Tomorrow is an important day for the newest Supreme Court Justice, Sonia Sotomayor. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at the George Washington University.
She has to be nervous. If she's not, she would not be human. But she has been in the spotlight as a Second Circuit judge and certainly since her nomination.
As for how the newest justice will affect decisions on the high court, Turley says Sotomayor often voted with conservatives as a federal appeals court judge. Argentine folk singer Mercedes Sosa has died. The 74-year-old singer had been hospitalized for liver and kidney problems. Sosa was an icon in a Latin American folk movement that mixed politics and music. NPR's Felix Contreras has this report.
Mercedes Sosa came from poor circumstances, and those experiences influenced her music throughout her career.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha.
She was a pioneer of a musical movement called Nueva Canción, or New Song, that combined traditional folk music with lyrics about nonviolence and social justice. She was harassed and threatened by Argentina's military dictatorship in the late 1970s, then spent 3 years in exile in Europe. She returned to a hero's welcome and continued recording until this year. Her most recent album is called Cantora and was nominated for 3 Latin Grammys just last month. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.